Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. We're going to try to give overview, review of some of the topics that we've discussed in the past years. But of course, we'll say some new ideas as well. First of all, the obvious ha'ara that Parshas Vayakel Pekudei seemed to be almost a direct repetition of Parshas Truma and Tetzave. Meforshim from Rishonim to Achronim discuss why that is, why everything is repeated. Specifically, the concept that in Parshas Pekudei it says Kasher Tziva Hashem on every Maisa regarding the Mishkan that they did, it says that they did it like Hashem said to do. Why is there repetition? The Ramban already addresses it. The Ramban says that after the Egel, this is to be Modiah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzrata the Klal Yisrael, and that things are back to normal. Chozer L'Kadmusam is his Lashon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants us. And it's their chiba to repeat the Inyonei HaMishkan, the Kodesh Baruch Hu still wants the Melachto, and Laharbo Schar, that we have more Pesukim, Yer Mekayim, more Tzivuyim, so there's extra Schar for building the Mishkan. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer HaTorah, Time of Dekra, says that if you look at almost every Pesuk, if you compare every Pesuk, there is a difference in almost every Pesuk. You know, what to do with those drushas, he doesn't say how to darshan every difference, but he says it's not an exact repetition. There are shinuyim from parsha to parsha. The Beis Halevi, famous Beis Halevi, that the toast of the ego was that before Matan Torah, you can make cheshbonos, marry two sisters, whatever it is. There's something beyond simple halacha. You're able to use remuzim and sodos to paskin halacha. Achar Matan Torah, the Torah was that by the ego, they wanted to create this thing, which was Shelo Al Pi Tzivoy Hashem. So they created this ego with Grace and Yanim, Ramazim and Sodos, and that was a mistake because it wasn't Al Pi Tzivoy Hashem. So now, that's what the Hadgasha is in Parshas Pekudei, that it says Kasher Tziva Hashem on every action of the Mishkan. That even though they could have built the Mishkan through Ramazim, they could have done it with whatever their cheshbonos were. And, you know, Bezalel was, as the Gemara in Brachos says, was definitely familiar with Ramazim and Sodos and Shem Hashem and how to build things with it. Nonetheless, their entire kavanah was not because it was their own cheshbon, but the Torah is Madgish is Kasher Tziva Hashem. The Brisker Rav points to Gemara in Bechoros that says that as far as the midas of the Mizbeach and midas of the Kelim are concerned, the Gemara says you don't have, it's not ma'akev to do it bidiyuk. You just have to do as much as you can, as best as you can. So that's what the Torah is being magish, even though it was enough to do the best that you can, still kasher tziva Hashem, that they built all the Kelim bidiyuk like a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked and to the exact dimensions. Those are a few of the explanations over the repetitions of the parsha, and specifically why it says kasher tziva Hashem. Vayakel, the first Rashi in Vayakel, says that it was l'machras yom ha-kippurim, k'shiyorad menahar, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzavik Klal Yisrael on the Maisa of the Mishkan, and it happened motza yom kippur. Meforshim asked the stira, parshas Yisrael, v'ahim machras v'yeshev Moshe lishbol es ha'am, v'yamot ha'am al Moshe min ha-boker al ha'orev. And Moshe was donning the whole tzibur all day long, and that was on the day after Yom Kippur, like Rashi says over there, "Vayimi Macharas Motzei Yom Kippurim Hayas." And the first one asks Stira, "How is it possible that Motzei Yom Kippurim, Moshe Rabbeinu was being done mi boker ad erev?" And nonetheless, here it says that mi Macharas Yom Kippurim, Moshe was gathered all of the tzibur to mitzave them in Maisa Mishkan. The Ramban, in fact, there learns that even though it says mi Macharas, Vayimi Macharas, that was the day afterwards that the whole Maisa with Yisro happened, and that Moshe was bounding the whole Am, he learns that it was sometime afterwards. It wasn't immediately afterwards, in which case it would not be a stira. But according to Rashi, that it was the day of Macharos Yom HaKippurim, how is it possible to do both Maisa and Mishkan and to don all of Klal Yisrael? So the Meforshim answer, Pashat, Rashi L'Shitasa. Rashi over there says, min haboker al erev, efshar lo markein, elo kol dayan shadon din emes la amiso, afidu shara achas, maila lo vakasov, kilu osik betorah kol ayom, kilu nase shutup akash baruch hu. Any dayan who judges even for 1 hour of the day, the posuk says min haboker al erev, because it's nechshav as if he's osik betorah kol ayom, as if he's a shutup akash baruch hu, maisha braces, that says by Bereshis for Erev al Boker, so to hear me the Boker and Erev to Dan Shoa Achas is Keilu Kol Yom. So Yesh Lomar B'Pshitos that Moshe Dan the whole Am for 1 hour, and the rest of the day he was being Mitzava Maisa Mishkan. That's what some of the Mefarshim answer. You can see the Kli Yachar here. And that's the diuk. Tosefta Chachamim points out it's Kavaldik diuk. The Gemara, the Rashi there says, "Min haBoker ad haErev, Efshar Lomar Kain." Could you say he was dining all day long? Pashut Pshat. You're reading the Rashi. You say Efshar Lomar Kain. How is it possible Moshe would spend all day dining? It's not logical. It's not something he would do with his time. But now we can have a better explanation. Tosefta Chachamim says you have a better explanation of what Rashi's question was in Parshas Yisro. Efshar Lomar Kain. Is it possible to say he was dining min haBoker ad haErev? But we know from Parshas Vayakel that Machras Yom Kippurim, that he was busy being mitzvah a maisa mishkan. So how is it possible to say that he was don min haBoker ad haErev? That's Rashi's question of Efshar Lomar Kain. However, that's what Sifta Chama says. However, I don't know if it's the pshat because the Gemara. This Rashi comes from the Gemara in Shabbos. The fact that we say kol dayan shadon din emes lamiso filu shah achas that is nechshav that he was lomit Torah kol ayom kulo. It's the Gemara in Shabbos, and the way the Gemara in Shabbos says it is, Gemara says that Efshar Lomar Kain Torasom Masai Nasis. If you don all day long, what's going to be with Torah? So it sounds like the Gemara's the issue is learning Minaboker Adar Erev Kipshuto that he was donning all day. The issue is not the fact that on this day of Motzei Yom Kippurim, he was busy with other things like Maisa Mishkan, like the Sifta Chachamim says. Rather, it sounds like the issue is, how could you say in general that you should don min haBoker ad haErev lechora Torasa Masai Nasis? Also, you can see the Chizkuni here that also addresses the Stira and Rashi's and answers in a different approach, not Alpi Rashi Lashitaso. The Mefarshei Rashi here also addressed the issue of why was Moshe Mitzava on Maisa Mishkan the day after Yom Kippur? Why not when he came down? Why couldn't he be mitzvah on Yom Kippur itself immediately about Malachas Mishkan, Maisa Mishkan? He waited till the next day. Why not do it immediately? Even though Lashon Rashi is Malachas Yom Kippurim kishyard minahar, but Lamaisa he was yard minahar on Yom Kippur itself. So why didn't he mitzvah on Malachas Mishkan on Yom Kippur itself? So a few of the Mefarshei Rashi here address it. So one of the answer is the Maskil David answers that Mirov of their that they had so much cheshek to be mekayim this mitzvah of giving to the Mishkan, there was a chashash that they would be ma'bir mishus ha'yachal or shus ha'rabim on Yom Kippur. And you can't do chotzah on Yom Kippur. That was a chashash. Very nice idea. The Sefer Be'er Besoda answers that the issue was from mitzad their tainus. Moshe Rabbeinu was a bit of a walk away. He was outside of the machaneh. So if it's a tainus, they would not be able to walk all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. This approach is assuming that on that first Yom Kippur, there actually was a tainus, that it would have been difficult for them to walk all that far. It's not pashut that there was Yom Kippur Nohag that first year.
What's the issue of them walking that far? Why do they need to walk?
Because they had to, by Yakov Moshe means they were going to Moshe, and Moshe was however many amas away. On Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there?
Yeah.
It's an issue of Tchum. Okay. Pasuk goes on. Pasuk Gimel Lo Sevaru Eish B'Chom Lo Shvaseichem B'Yom HaShabbos. So Lo Sevaru. Gemara learns out from here that Bezdin does not kill on Shabbos. Lo Sevaru Eish B'Chom Lo Shvaseichem, that the Gemara learns it's referring to Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. Don't do Isra Havorah, which is specifically by Misas Sreifa. Don't do that B'Chom Lo Shvaseichem, it's referring to Bezdin. Don't kill in Bezdin B'Yom HaShabbos. So Tosfos learns the issue is an issue of Malacha. Why can't Bezdin kill on Shabbos? It's a problem of Malacha. That by Sreifa, there's going to be a problem of Bishul Sanamanim, of cooking the Aver, the lead that you put into the mouth. So there's going to be a problem of Psilas Aver, of igniting that Aver. So that's a problem of Malacha. And Tosfos says also that for the other malachas as well, even though it's derech kilkul because you're killing a person, but since there's a tikkun neshama, it's not considered mekalkel, it's considered a tikkun. So Tosfos is learning the problem of bezin killing on Shabbos is a problem of malacha. The Rambam is very clear. The Rambam holds that the iser of killing, of bezin killing on Shabbos is an onesh. There's a separate din that you cannot give an onesh on Shabbos. Even if there's no malacha associated with it, bezin cannot give an onesh on Shabbos. And that's the way the Chinuch quotes it as well, in Mitzvah Kuf Yadalad. And the Magen Avraham learned in the Rambam that it's also an issue of malacha, but later I heard them point out that in the Rambam it's Mediyuk that the issue is onesh and not malacha. And for that reason, the Rambam says as well that you don't give malchus. In the same halacha, Rambam says you don't give malchus on Shabbos. So Magen Avraham is talking about maybe the biggest problem with giving malchus on Shabbos is because you give malchus, there'll be a problem with chovel, and chovel's malacha on Shabbos. But what if are we choshes that that's going to happen? But lachora, the discussion doesn't begin. Even if there's no chavala with the malchus, it's still usher to give malchus on Shabbos because you can't give an onesh on Shabbos. Similarly, there's also a machlokas poskim if you can put someone in nidoy on Shabbos. There's also machlokas poskim if you could put someone in jail on Shabbos. So the same issue is here. These are the nafkaminos. If the issue of lo tzavaru esh b'chamos mosh v'seichem, that bezin cannot kill us because of malacha, then there should be no problem l'chora with nidoy or putting someone in jail. But if the problem is you can't give someone an onesh on Shabbos, so then nidoy, if it's an onesh, should be a problem. Putting someone in jail, so also yesh l'estapik, if the reason is because this is an onesh, so l'chora you shouldn't be able to do it. If the pshat is you just don't want him to run away, which may be a reason given, then l'chora would be okay on Shabbos as well.
According to the Rambam, he's still doing malacha on Shabbos, so what do you need a pasuk for it?
Why do you need a pasuk for it?
Yes.
If you're doing malacha on Shabbos? So for the cases that it's not malacha on Shabbos. You're saying for
isn't shechita malacha? They're not all malachas?
A second. The getter ha-isser is that you can't give an onesh. So it's required for cases where there's no malacha.
You said it in a way where it's malacha. You said don't do sreifa. And that's the one case.
That's Los Devaru.
So
the Mechilta, he's coming from Mechilta. Mechilta says Los Devaru and Hu Adin for Sharmi says Besdin. It's like, it's almost like, I think it's a Mamatino that's learned out from Los Devaru that you see from here, you can't. Why it chose Sreifa, I don't know, but it's not to exclude the other ones. Another Nachmina is, so can Bezdin hire a goy to do the actual killing? Can Bezdin hire a goy to do skilas reifa erev chenek? So the Rashba has a tshuva that Rashba says. Oh, so the Rashba says, in general, just anytime, the Rashba says that you can, the goy can be a shliach from Mises Bezdin. So before Hashem asks, how could it be that a goy can be a shliach from Bezdin, for Mises Bezdin? If so, how can the Gemara say Mises Bezdin is not docha Shabbos? Lechora, it's always extra to be docha Shabbos a day a goy. But like the Rambam, like you said now, like if the issue is malacha, so the kasha is a very good kasha. Mises Bezdin is extra a day a goy. Why can't Mises Bezdin be docha Shabbos? If the problem of Mises Bezdin is you can't give an onesh, so even through a goy, even though you could use a goy in general during the weekdays, but on Shabbos, Mises Bezdin will not be docha Shabbos because you're not accomplishing anything, even though it's not your action. You're still giving an onesh to this person on Shabbos. That would be an explanation for the Rashba. Another nafkamina, Tosfos and Yevamos asked. Tosfos and Yevamos is bothered as far as Silas Ha'aver, the issue of cooking the lead. So it's possible in Erev Shabbos. Let me cook the lead Erev Shabbos and keep it hot enough and kill the person on Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, l'chora this should not be a problem because it should be a problem. And meaning even if you could cook the p'tilas aver, erev Shabbos, there's still a problem of killing the person with it on Shabbos because you're mekayim an onesh on Shabbos, and the problem of mises bezdin on Shabbos is a problem of onesh.
Wouldn't it be a problem also like burning hemp? Because that's what it's doing.
Cliche.
Like cooking it.
Malach of.
No, I'm saying it's also burning hemp. Like
from the inside.
Nuclear.
Oh.
What's the matter?
The poskim are just bothered by the psilos eifer. No one talks.
Yeah, no.
Okay, another inyan in Lo Sevaru Eish Bechomos Lasechem Yom Shabbos. So it's obvious. This is the one pasuk which the Torah specifies of all the malachos. This is the one pasuk which stands out. A lot of different reasons for why. Beyond the Gemara, of that there's a machlokas of why a malacha stands out, but why specifically Lo Sevaru. I think I've heard different shatim that, you know, even those who don't believe in Torah Shabbat, just believe in Torah Shabbat, they should know Havara is a problem. You still can't drive to shul on Shabbos, whatever it may be, right? Lo Sevaru, problem of driving has the issue of Havara, or different reasons why Havara would be, you could say different answers why Havara is specified. As far as the Machlokas in the Gemara, Machlokas Tanoim, over what we do, how we darshan Lo Sevaru, the Machlokas is if L'chalik Yatzos or L'lav Yatzos. That which the Torah specifies Lo Sevaru, does that mean that it's not like the other malachas, in the sense that every other malacha is Bekoris, but here, and Beskila, here, Havar is only B'lav, that's L'lav Yatzos, it left the category of other malachas that should only have a lav, or do we say l'chalik yatsa, that it's yatsa min ha'klal, l'lam min ha'kulo yatsa, that the same way that havara is a malacha b'fnei atmo, and you're chayav on this gila and kares and l'chata, so too every individual malacha you're going to be chayav on it, and you don't need to do more. What does more mean? Fill in the blank. What would be without this pasuk? So it's a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Yevamos says that I would think I'm not chayav anything until I do all 39 malachos. Okay, I do be over every Isser Shabbos except for one Isser, I'm still putter. Kamash v'lam l'chalik yatzas, then I'm chayav on each one individually. Rashi in Pesachim learns that I would have thought if I do 4 malachos behelam achas, 5 malachos behelam achas, I'm only high of one. I'd still high of one, but I'm only high of one. Kamash malon, l'chalik yatzos, then each one I'm high of individually. 5 malachas, I'm high of 5 times. This is also for chatos. So high of 5 chatos, not five chiyuvei misa. 5 chatos. So that's so the Mizrahi over here. This pasuk asks the Stira and Rashi. What would be without the pasuk of l'chalik yatzos? Would I be chayav? Would I not be chayav l'chatas until I do all 39 malachas? Or no? I would be chayav even for doing one malacha, I'd be chayav one. But also if I do 5 malachas, 10 malachas, I'd be chayav one. Kamash l'chalik yatzos, then I'm chayav one. That's Mizrahi's question. A. B. He asked another question. The parsha of Mekoshesh, we saw that he did a malacha, whatever the malacha is, and he was chayav misa for it. So you already see the concept of a chalak yasas, meaning without the pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish Bechomos Mosh Vasechem, how could I say that if I do 5 malachas, how could I say that I'm not chayav until I do all 39 malachas? I see from the Mekoshesh, who did only one malacha, that he still was chayav misa. We don't say he was patur until he did all 39, he was chayav misa for even one. So don't you see the concept of a chalak yasas already from the parsha of Mekoshesh? You hear the question? So the way he's asking it, no, it's a good point. The way he's asking it is, why do I need 2 psukim? L'chalik, the pasuk of Lo Sevaru teaches me that I'm chayav on each malacha individually. But he's asking that the parsha of Mekoshesh also tells me that I'm chayav on each one individually. So on that second question, Mizrahi answers, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one of the Tanaim, that it was a harasha. What does it mean it was harasha? It meant that We didn't know what misa to give him, and we didn't even know. Well, we knew that there was some misa, it wasn't even clear if we should give him any misa. The Gemara says that the hasra was lacking. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to give a hasra saying, "Don't you know you're going to be high of such and such misa?" In this case, skila. We didn't know yet that your high of skila would be mechal Shabbos, so the etzem wasn't high of misa. Why did we kill him? Harasha, the special din davka right then that we killed him. Which means that as far as the general din of when I'm a chayav on Shabbos, I can't learn anything from the parsha of Mekoshesh. I need a special pasuk of Lo Sevaru, to tell me that each malacha individually, I'm chayav one time. I can't learn that from a kosh because that was a special instance. That's how he answers the second question. So the famous shtickle from the Or Chadash. Or Chadash is Sefer Amsachim, Bat Hey, and it's quoted in Parties Yosef. So he says, very nice that works according to. So he says it's very nice for Harasha, if you hold Harasha. However, what about the shittas that don't hold Harasha? In other words, Gemara in Shabbos says Rabbi Akiva holds that Slofchad wasn't Mekoshesh. Slofchad. Tosfos in Bava Basra Dafkof Yotef says that Mekoshesh was, because he was Slofchad, it was Mekoshesh was L'shem Shemayim Nishave. What was his Kavan L'shem Shemayim? Tosfos quotes in Medrash, L'shem Shemayim Nishave. What was the L'shem Shemayim Nishavim? So Tosfos says, since Maitim Raglim just happened, he learns it happened right after the Meraglim. Since Maitim Raglim just happened, Chai Yisrael thought they were putter from mitzvahs, and like they were, you know, out of the favor of the Eitz Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Mekoshesh wanted to show them that they still are Chai and mitzvahs. And that's why he wanted Mekal Shabbos, to show that they still have to keep Shabbos, and that he gets Gila for it. If that was his Cheshbon, that means that he knew ahead of time, before he's Mechal Shabbos, he knew he was going to be getting Skila. If he didn't know he was getting Skila, then what's he accomplishing with his Maisa?
Like suicide.
Yeah.
Fair question. So he knew he gets Skila or he knew he get punished?
So, he didn't know he gets Skila, but I guess he knew he was going to get punished. And he knew that through his Maisa, Klai Yisrael would see that there still are Chayiv and Shabbos. So let's do a cheshbon real quick. If that's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds Mekoshesh was Slavchad. Tosfos says in Bava Basra that Slavchad, the shita that Mekoshesh was Slavchad, holds the Shem Shemayim is Chavin. That does not work with the concept of Harasha Haisa. Harasha means someone, he didn't own it, and we didn't know he was going to be killed, and comes along the Bezin of that time, comes along Moshe, and however it's decided, oh, we have to kill him to make sure this doesn't happen again. But he didn't. That means that it was decided after the fact that he was going to be Chayav Misa. If you say the Shem Shemayim Nishavim, that means he knew ahead of the Misa that he was going to be killed.
They didn't know which bonus to give him.
Correct. But he still, the Shem Shemayim Nishavim, that whatever the pshat was, whatever he was going to learn from it, we still see that even the Shem Shemayim Nishavim, he knew that there was going to be an onesh for what he did. So it's not a harasha. Harasha means everything was decided afterwards, not just the skila aspect. The fact to even kill him, because the Gemara says in Ikar didn't, he wasn't chayav misa. If the hasra was lacking the fact that it says skila, then he wasn't going to be chayav misa. So Rabbi Akiva cannot hold over the answer of harasha. If Rabbi Akiva holds the same shemayim mischavim, that means he knew he was going to be killed. It means it can't be harasha haisa. If that's the case, so hadra kushal adufta, the question comes back, and the question is, don't you see from the parsha of Mekoshesh already, don't you see the concept of L'chalag Yatzah? Meaning you see already there that even for one Aveira, you're going to be Chayav. Even if you're only over one Malacha, you're going to be Chayav, you're going to be Chayav Misa, Chayav and Onesh. So Zakta Or Chadash like this. The Gemara, Rashi Amsachim is the one that says that if I do four Malachas, maybe I'd be Chayav one time. Five Malachas, Chayav once. Okay? Gemara Amsachim is, if you look there in Daf Hei Mabez, Gemara is going and Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds the Shem Shemayim Nishavim. Okay? If Rabbi Akiva is on the Shem Shemayim Nishavim, that means already from the Parsha of Mekoshesh, we know that you could be Chayav even for one Malacha. It's just we don't know what would happen if you do five Malachas, ten Malachas. You'd still be Chayav one. Kamash Malon Lo Savaru, that is not true. That you do five Malachas, you're Chayav five different times. Rashi Nevamos that says that I'm not chayav any chatos until I do all 39 malachas, and we said that does not stim with the parsha of the Mekoshesh, because parsha Mekoshesh, you see, even for one malacha you're chayav once. That's not going in Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara Nevamos is going in Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, and there you'll ask I Mekoshesh. We'll give our answer of Harasha Haitzah. The cheshbon is, what's the pshat that Rashi Nevamos could hold that I'm not chayav me'ikra din until I do all 39 malachas, until the pasuk of Lo Savaru comes and tells me I'm chayav each one individually? How could that be? We see from Mekoshesh not that way. You see, even for one malach, I'm chayav one. Teretz is, Mekoshesh was harasha. I, according to Rabbi Akiva, wasn't harasha, and according to Rabbi Kiva, this answer won't work. Don't worry. That's why Rashi and Sochem changed his pshat. I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. Gemara and Sochem is going to Rabbi Kiva that even if you do five malachas, or even for one malacha, you still would be chayav one before the pasuk of Mechalek Yatzos comes along. Kamash Malach Mechalek Yatzos, that I do five malachas, I'm going to be chayav on each one individually.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, is a person chayav on, I mean, I guess once you tell me that you're chayav four or five times, you're merely telling me that automatically tells me that you're chayav without doing other
things. That's a problem with that pshat. You're right, we're jumping. In that Rashi, he makes a tremendous jump that I would have thought I'm not chayav until I do all 39. Kamash Malon, I'm the pasuk of Rosh Avaru that I'm chayav on each one individually. Maybe the Kamash Malon is that if I do five, I'm chayav one. If I do ten, I'm
saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Maiso, do we know both dinim?
Of L'chalik Yatzos?
Yeah.
L'gamri? Yeah, we do. That's what L'chalik Yatzos means. So, I mean, the reason why you're chayav ten melachos 10 times is because L'chalik Yatzos. The question is, you know, basically there's a
maybe you're not chayav till you do 39 melachos, then you're chayav on each one.
Right.
Or maybe by the time you're chayav on 1, 2, 3, 4, that tells me you don't need to do all 39.
The word L'chalik Yatzos means that. The question is, you know, that you're making such a big jump of the Havmina was so far removed from the Maskana. So how do I know from this pasuk of L'chalik of Lo Savaru? Maybe Lo Savaru tells me that I'm Chayav on one individually, but who then on five I'm Chayav one, meaning like Rashi's Havmina in Sochem. Rashi Nivamos is, the jump from the Havmina to Maskana is a very far jump. The Psukim here, we have Shabbos before the Mishkan. Going back a pasuk here, Sheshes Yamim Teatzem Malachav Yom Hashvi Yelachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosom LaHashem, and then Mishkan begins. However, back in Parshas Kisisa, the Tzivui of Mishkan is before Shabbos. Why is the order changed? Why in Kisisa is Mishkan Nitzvah before Shabbos, and here Shabbos is before Mishkan? So, to quote Bekitzur, a couple of Mahalchim from Beit HaLevi in the Meshech Chochma. Rashi quotes here, problem is he also quotes in Kisisa, but Rashi quotes here that the Smichas of Parshas tells us that Binyan Beit HaMikdash is not Docha Shabbos. Binyan HaMishkan is not Docha Shabbos from the Smichas of the Parshas. Lot the Meshech Chochma, that's only true after Ego. There's a tremendous Chiddush that before the Ego, the Halacha Taka would have been that Melachas Mishkan is Docha Shabbos. What's the Hesber? The Hesber is, we know that Binyan HaMikdash is not Docha Shabbos. However, Avodah is Docha Shabbos. You bring Korbanos in Shabbos. So, how do you look at Binyan HaMikdash? Is it looked at as an Avodah or not? So he says, before Chet HaEgel, where the Shechina was B'chol Makom, there wasn't that dire need for the Mishkan. Meaning, you already have the Shechina. The Mishkan is looked at as just like bringing any other Korbanos. The Mishkan is a chilek of the Avodah. It's to make the Shechina stronger, or to make a makom for the Korbanos, but it's not something, it's not making a place for the Shechina. So he says, since it's considered like an Avodah, it would be Docha Shabbos. But comes along after the Chet HaEgel, where the Shechina was minimized, and the purpose of the Mishkan was to make a makom for the Shechina, that allowance to have a makom for the Shechina, that itself is called the Binyan HaMikdash, it's not considered an Avodah, and then it would not be Docha Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi, says a different connection, nothing to do with Binyan Beis HaMikdash not being Docha Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi's approach is that he compares it to, he gives a mashal. He says, if you have two sons, one who finds favor in your eyes and one who doesn't find favor in your eyes. So what's the mahalik? If you have certain things that you need to give him, necessities for him, clothes and food, or you have gifts to give him, a nice new red Corvette. So what do you give first? Do you give to him the red Corvette first, or do you give the necessities? So he says that the Derech HaOlam is, the son who finds favor in your eyes, you give him all these Gishmak gifts first, and then you give him the necessities. First, you're close to him, you say, look what I got you a red Corvette. Then you say, oh, and by the way, don't forget your food and your clothes. But somebody who is not doing such a good job, so you first give him what he needs, almost like an onesh. You say, here, take your food, take your clothes. When you get better, you know, I'll give you a present, I'll give you the dessert. But there's not that ritzoy, there's not that cheshek to run to give him these extra gifts. So he says, Hu adin with Mishkan and Shabbos and Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. that Shabbos is a hechrach. Shabbos is something we need. Olam does not exist without Shabbos. We cannot exist without Shabbos. The Mishkan is extra. Mishkan is, it's beautiful. It's makom shechina. It's makom for korbanos. Makom for kiruv to Kosh Baruch Hu. But look, right now in Golos, how is it working? We don't have a Mishkan. We don't have a Mikdash. But we do have Shabbos. Shabbos is hechrechi. Mikdash is not hechrechi. So before Cheta Ego, when we were nimtzachem be'enei Kosh Baruch Hu, so Mishkan was before Shabbos. Mishkan was the red Corvette. Mishkan was the gift. So we were nisabim Mishkan first. Then afterwards, take this thing that you need called Shabbos. Not to chas v'shalom minimize in the matana of Shabbos, but the muslik is that Mishkan is not hechrechi. So first he gave us the thing which was not hechrechi. Achar chayta ego. When we lost that bond with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us Shabbos first, because Shabbos was hechrechi. And then came Mishkan. This is all working that emuk no muk, that muk, that the like the Ramban, that the psukim are in order. You find here that the Noshim gave to the Mishkan as well. In Pasuk Chav, hey, the Chol Isha Chokmas Lev Biyadei Tovu. So they gave Noshim gave to the Mishkan, and it calls them Chokmas Lev. Okay, what was the chachma behind the giving the dava to the Mishkan? The chora, simple action. And dafka by the Noshim, it says chachma slave. So the pshat that many achronim say here is the chora is the problem. Where did Noshim get their stuff from? We know the klal, mashakon to isha kana baila, and isha doesn't have her own nechasim. So mashakon to isha kana baila. So, however, now what does she do with her ma'aseh yadayim, the things that she makes? So the Gemara says ma'aseh yadayim is tachas mezonos. Assuming this is already in the time of the Mishkan, Ma'aseh Yadayim Tachas Mizonos. Ma'aseh Yadayim, she gives to the husband, and the husband gives her Mizonos. However, an Isha can say, any Mizonos, any Isa. I don't want to be fed from you, and I will not give you Ma'aseh Yadayim. I will keep it for myself. So in the Midbar, where they had the Mon, and Nashim had, and if you consider that Mon their own food, that the Mizonos was not Mutal on the Bailam to give, so every woman is going to say, any Nizonis, any Isa. Then her Ma'aseh Yadayim belong to her. And that's what they were nisnadeh to the Mishkan. And that's the Chachma slave. That was the Chachma. That they were nischaking to say, any Nizonis, any Isa, because they had the Mon, and that's where they had the things to give to the Mishkan.
Didn't they get all the Nechasim from Mitzrayim? I mean, all the stuff they had was from Mitzrayim. It's not like they made gold in the Midbar.
Yadea Tavu. Whatever they made, that's called Ma'aseh Yadayim. Yadea Tavu.
Raw materials?
Wait, Viu Matz, that's a Tchel, so that's a Ramon. Yes, I'm going to prep them over. Wherever they got raw materials from. Whatever they make from it, becomes theirs.
Because they don't need out of what they took from Mitzrayim. It has to be the youth. They just kept the same.
But if the stuff belongs to their husband, it doesn't become theirs when they if they work for their husband with the husband's stuff, they can say, I'm keeping it?
I don't know how they put the market to pay back. I don't know. Otherwise, what's my CNIM? The thing that they found themselves?
People bring them stuff. People bring materials and they make it. And then they get money for it. Say, here's a wall, make me a coat. She makes it.
Okay. Chazak Suvis. See. The Ketzav Mishnah says this pasuk is a makor for the Rambam. The Rambam paskins Nashim are chayav in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So, it comes from these psukim. It's a bit of a stretch because these psukim, first of all, are by the Mishkan, not the Mikdash. And second of all, you don't see the Zachiv here, you just see that the Nashim were Misnadev, not that they gave. Nonetheless, Ketzav Mishnah says this is a makor. The explanation is, when the Rambam quotes Zachiv for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Truma of the Asuli Mikdash v'Shachati v'Socha. Okay? That we're talking about Mishkan. The pasuk calls it Mikdash. So, from that pasuk by Mishkan, the fact that it calls it Mikdash, you see that's the tzivoy for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So too, all of these psukim which are talking about Mishkan, if Noshim gave, and we'll assume Noshim were Chayev as well, The same way Nashim were chayav in Mishkan, they also will be chayav in Mikdash. And in fact, there's a famous question that many of the Mefarshim discuss. How could you say Nashim are chayav in Binyan based on Mikdash? It's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama is the problem. That there's no chayav. Rambam says in the same halacha there, the Rambam says, you're not chayav on Yontav, you're not chayav the Laila. It's Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. However, the Rambam says there, that Noshim are chayavos, Rambam says that your chayav can make the shit a midbar. Rambam almost makes his own hekesh, that the tzivoy of mikdash is like the chiyuv of Mishkan in the midbar. So this one shot that the same, that there's no issue as man grama. You're right, it is as man grama. You don't have to come up with a halachic answer for why it's not as man grama. But afal pi kein, there's a gzeiras hakosov of these psukim that say that Noshim are chayavos by Mishkan, and ki'ilu it's said by mikdash as well, because the chiyuvim of mikdash stems from Mishkan. That's Lashon Rambam. Can mikdash have a midbar? So the same way Noshim are chayav in Mishkan, so too they're chayav in mikdash. Ayat is man grama? No, it's not. There's a pasuk by Mishkan that says Noshim are chayav. That's mapping it from the klal of man grama.
Here they weren't actually building; they were just donating. Does that change anything? I mean, the Beis HaMikdash, anyone, if a guy donated the money to the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't take it because he's not mechuyav.
So that's the shaila, but what? Right.
But still, they can do it.
What, back there?
Yeah, why not?
I think it says chiyuv in the Rambam. I don't have the Rambam in front of me. I think Rambam says chiyuv. But here the problem is, here it's not, there's no mention of chiyuv. And also, you're right, you have to understand what's considered binyan. Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'hanesiyim hiviu es abnei hashoam ves abnei hamiluim la'efot v'lachoshem. Rashi here points out, the pasuk V'hanesiyim is written with Eli Yud. Omer Rabbi Nosson, ma ro nesiyim lehisnadev v'chanukas ha-mizbeach b'tchilo, ma'achas ha-mishkan lo esnadev b'tchilo. Here they gave after the tzibur gave. Mash'en came by the mizbeach, they gave first. Meta korbanos. They donated for the money for the korbanos first. Elakach amru nesiyim. Let the tzibur give what they give. Whatever is missing, we'll fill it up. Once the tzibur gave everything, what should we bring? So this is what they found to give. And that's why they changed their mind later, and they gave first. Since they were mitzatlim, they were lazy as Lashon here. In the beginning, Nechzer Os Mishmam, that's why there's a letter missing from the name, and it says V'hanesiyim without the Yud. What is this Mida? What can we learn from this? Kliyakar says this was an Indian of Gaiva. Kliyakar says it's an Indian of Gaiva, that they said, you know what, they're not Roy to be Mimali our Chisaron. We are Roy to Mimali their Chisaron. But no one, you know, we'll do whatever they don't do. We're fitting for that, but they're not going to fill up our space. And the Indian of Gaiva is a Kosh Baruch Hu can't live with somebody who has Gaiva, so the Yud is the letter which is in the name of the Nesiyim. So that's why the letter Yud is missing. Rav Shneiman here quotes that in Ayilas HaShachar that when a mitzvah comes to someone not to do cheshbonos. You don't think more or less, maybe he should do the mitzvah, maybe I should do the mitzvah. Know the pasha kvalim, and lefi the kvalim, you should know if you do the mitzvah or not. But the concept of mitzvah habal yodcha al tach mitzena, you don't wait in a mitzvah. Mishnah Avos says rasla mitzvah kali, even a simple mitzvah, you run to it. So don't do too many cheshbonos. Mesilas Shasharim, Perek Vav, the lashon is sarach pichos gedola v'hashkafa. You need a lot of thinking and be watched over. Lechos mitzvahs, the lechos b'hem shlote adani menu, to hold on to the mitzvahs and to grab them, that they shouldn't be lost from you, shouldn't be wasted from you. That's what you're supposed to learn out from the mitzvah of the Nesiyim. Don't have cheshbonos, don't think that you'll take care of what they don't do. In any of mitzvahs that come your way, don't delay. Imagine there's a fire behind you. Run to the mitzvah, even if it's mitzvah kala. That's the mitzvah we should learn out from the toast here by Nesiyim. Parshas Pekudei, the first pasuk in Pekudei, famous Rashi. Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. Rashi says, Shnei Pa'amim, Remez LeMikdash, and this Mashchen, B'Shnei Chorbonah Avosein Shal Yisrael. we gave, it says Mishkan twice as remes to the two korbanos of the Mikdash, which was given as a mashkan for the Avonos. The question is, we're talking here about Azman Simcha, of Pekudei HaMishkan. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamche Leif. Pekudei HaMishkan is a happy time. And the Pesuk can go on, but Salel of Zov, why are we now even being merames to an Indian of Korban Bezman Simcha? Teretz is, there's a Hadgasha on the Lashon of Shnes Mashchein. The Korban was a mashkan. It was in place of us. We were Bemes Chayav Kildia. We were Chayav to be destroyed. You know, Rashi and Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph and Beis. Rashi quotes a Medrash that in the end we're going to have a Mikdash, and it's better that the Mikdash should be destroyed than we should be destroyed. So that is the Simcha also. In destruction you can also find Simcha, the fact that it was not as bad as it could have been. I thought this year of Remez, I'm sure someone has to say it, I didn't look around, but HaMishkan, Mishkan is referring to the two Bate Mikdashos. It says HaMishkan and Mishkan. HaMishkan is referring to the first Mikdash, and Mishkan is referring to the second Mikdash. Because HaMishkan, the first Mikdash, the Gemara Yuma Chafal Achon Beis, there was Hamisha Dvarim Nechzeru Bebaya Sheni, the Gemara Yuma lists five things that were missing in Baya Sheni, so maybe HaMishkan is referring to Mikdash Rishon. It says HaMishkan, that's with the five things that they weren't, with the Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Urmetumim V'chule. And lastly, we spoke about last year, Rashi, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayaviyu es HaMishkan, Shelo haya yecholon lahakimo. Rashi quotes here, Moshe didn't do any melacha. Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu left for Moshe to be for Hakamas HaMishkan, because no one could put up the boards because of how heavy it was. And Moshe put them up. And Moshe said, how can anybody put up the boards? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you do it, and it'll look like it'll go up by itself. It will go up by itself, but it'll look like you're doing it. And that's the lashon of Hukam HaMishkan, Hukam Me'elov. That's the Tanchuma. Rashi and Noso, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, quotes the Medrash, that Kol Shivas Yimei Amiluim, Moshe was Mamido Mefarko. He put up the Mishkan and put it down. And on Yom Amiluim, he put it up and it didn't go down. And that's Biyom Kalos Moshe Lahaki Moso. Pasuk, there says Biyom Kalos Moshe. The last day he put it up, because really he put it up every day as well. So the first one asks, he put it up all Shivas Meimeluim, how is it possible to do that? Yeshel Shiva below Shabbos, every 7 days has Shabbos. The problem of Melechas Binyan and Melechas Tira on Shabbos. How did Moshe put it up on Shabbos?
It was going up and just there, just make it look as if he's doing it.
Right. So the Chacham Sofer says, I'll pee the Rashi by us, that if it just looked that way, but of course, Baruch Hu did it, so then that's not a problem, because the Malacha...
Yeah, but Moshe, the Am sees Moshe Rabbeinu putting it up, how does that help?
Right. So, you have to know exactly how much Moshe did and how much Kadosh Baruch Hu did. And also, it's still called Maisa Moshe. It's still Smesiachet to Moshe being, make him as the Mishkan. So the Chasam Sofer explains here, based on a concept we discussed other times, that the Isra Malach on Shabbos is that the Gufo has to be Nach. Even if you have a Maisa which is Mesiachet to you, that's not a problem on Shabbos. The problem is that your body has to rest. That's why Be'etzem, hiring a Shliach on Shabbos, is no problem Shlichos on Shabbos, because who cares that it's my Maisa? The point is that even though it's my Maisa, doesesn't make a difference, because my Guf was not doing anything. So through here, Moshe, even though it's Moshe's Maisa, since his goof did not put it up l'maisa, then it's not considered a malacha on Shabbos. The other answers are other people helped him, and it was shnayim sha'asuhu, which is beseder. Another answer is, since it could be that a binyan l'sha'a, a temporary binyan, is okay. Another approach is, taka, he didn't put it up on Shabbos, he only put it up 6 days. It says 7 days. Rubu kikulo. Another answer is harasha. Harasha, meaning Another question you could ask is, Gemara learns out, Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Zocha, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Zocha Shabbos. Why don't we learn out from here that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Zocha Shabbos? Putting up the Mishkan is a Binyan. Why isn't it Zocha Shabbos? Teretz is a Harosha. There's a specific reason, specific tzivui, to have it be done this way, to put it up every day. So that's a Harosha. But to learn out from here that Binyan Beis HaMikdash should be Zocha Shabbos is not true.
Why would he put it up every day anyways?
What's the Inyan?
Yeah. Like, right. There was a tzivui on that. I mean, unless he just came up with it on his own. Unless it's a tivoy, so hagufa, that's a rasha.
Right, right.
Like, as much as he was doing it, that would say that there was some...
Or else he'd say he tried and he couldn't do it. You have to know if it was intentional or unintentional. Yeah, very good. Okay. Yeah.